Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Saturday mornings with Jim Valley, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern, Sundays with Andrew Zarian. And it is Monday here on the show, and you know what that means? We got a lot to talk about, and we're going to be joined by some friends today. Filthy Tom Lawler is going to be joining us. It'll be his weekly show here on Observer Live here today. It's going to kind of be hit and miss as far as an individual show over the next, as we figure out kids in school and the whole nine yards. But he will join us along with Mike Sempervivi today. And we got plenty to talk about, including Monday Night Raw tonight. Five scheduled matches for the show, including the return of Bronson Reed. He was actually on the show briefly last week, but he was out due to COVID. Got NXT lineup for tomorrow, Dynamite Wednesday, and then all of the news. Kevin Nash and Logan Paul. These two blokes are still going back and forth. It's not a top story, but I'm just obsessed with it. I just cannot believe what I've heard. Trish Stratus talking about coming back potentially to have a feud with Tiffany Stratton. Bobby Lashley talks his future. And you may see that guy sooner rather than later, in fact. And we also have to talk everything from this past weekend, including the Rampage, Collision, and SmackDown shows. And as mentioned on Friday, I went to SmackDown Live. So Tom's going to do the SmackDown report. I will give my live thoughts. And Filthy Tom and Sempervivi can get his thoughts in from watching on television, and we'll talk about that. And we'll have time for your phone calls and text messages. Text message line 425-780-7566. That is 425-780-7566. FRW Online at gmail.com. FRW Online Threads, Instagram, and Cameo. At Brian Alvarez on Twitter. Back in a moment with more Observer Live.
And here's the pitch.
Want to score some runs with your family? How about an all-inclusive five-day, four-night vacation for two adults and two children at the Ocean Spa Hotel in Cancun for only $699? Includes airport pickup, hotel, and all food and drinks, including alcohol. And you can travel anytime in the next 12 months with no blackout dates. So visit CancunEscapes.com/radio to book a family vacation for four for only $699.
Going, going, gone! With CancunEscapes.com/radio.
My friends swim no matter the season, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. Now, thanks to Skyrizi and clear skin, count me in. With Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months. Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
Thanks to Skyrizi, there's nothing on my skin, and that means everything. Ask your doctor today about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. And visit SkyRizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
You hear that? That's the sound of uncertainty lurking under your hood. You know the feeling. I know I do. That sudden sinking sensation when you see a check engine light or your car unexpectedly breaks down and you're faced with sky-high repair bills. It's time to shield against unexpected repairs with CarShield. CarShield is America's most trusted auto protection company and has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau. Don't let the fear of a breakdown keep you up at night. Trust the Shield, Car Shield, and say goodbye to terrifying repair bills and hello to peace of mind. Your plan also comes with 24/7 roadside assistance, courtesy towing, rental car options, and so much more. Don't wait till it's too late. Call Car Shield now before a breakdown. Protect your wallet. Protect your car with Car Shield. Get our best protection ever. Call now. You'll thank me later. 800-425-2317. 800-425-2317. That's 800-425-2317.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From first time Nana moments.
Yeah, welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or severe diabetes, you're at higher risk of landing in the hospital from RSV. And there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at VaxAssist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Three's a crowd. Filthy Tom is here today as well. Filthy, I know you just got to talk about UFC, so just get it off your chest, brother.
We're going to start off.
Well, you can't, dude, he's been talking about it for like 10 minutes before the show started. So tell everybody what was so awesome about this show.
Well, I'm playing catch up. I'm watching this from behind. So I did not get to watch the UFC 306 Noche show live. And from what I gather, you know, a decent night of fights, nothing groundbreaking. But if you have a chance, and I did have a chance, once I started sitting down to watch the event, I quickly realized the star of the show is the Sphere itself. And for anyone out there,
I think everybody knew that.
You don't understand. From viewing it at home, it is such a fantastic visual that you get from the production that the UFC put on. You should go watch, if you have not had a chance to, go watch on YouTube. They put all of them up. I believe that there are five different movies that the UFC created before each fight, and they are some of the, it's just amazing what that venue can do. I was getting goosebumps watching it. It was, you know, the UFC can be very homogenous. Yeah, yes. I was going to use a more technical term, but everything's usually the same, and this was a stark contrast to that, a step outside of the box, and one that I don't think, I was trying to imagine all of the events I watched in the past. Obviously, Pride FC was on another level when it came to pageantry and production, but I have never seen anything as spectacular as that UFC Noche.
Just wait until Lee Fitting gets his hands on it.
You know, I know Dave says it's never going to happen, but I know there are people there that insist. Like, there's not like a date or anything. There's not like a plan. But they were like, there ain't no way WWE's not running one show.
Of course they're running it. Like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard where people are like, well, we can't, the price of it and every. Look, whether you like it or not, these companies are in bed with Saudi Arabia. And Saudi Arabia is already promoting events here. They've promoted events at the Sphere. if you need a couple of bucks, make it Riyadh season and run a show there. You know they're going to do that.
That's what this one was. It was Riyadh season presents UFC Noche in Las Vegas.
There you go. That's exactly, and why would WWE not do that? Why would Saudi Arabia not give them the money to go ahead and do that? That's just inevitable to me.
Well, the average ticket price for that show would have to be about $1,500 per person to break even.
Do it now.
And, better do it sooner rather than later. We got to talk about this SmackDown, Tom. So I was there, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was not the Sphere, but... this freaking place was packed. And granted, it's Climate Pledge Arena. But, I mean, the last time I went to a WWE show at Climate Pledge, the former Seattle Center Coliseum, and then I think it was a Key Arena after that, the last time I went to a show that was packed to the rafters like this was the Attitude Era. I went to a show, and I remember the New Age Outlaws were there. And as far as, like, an arena show, not a WrestleMania... up until that point, I go to like every show they ran in Seattle house shows and everything like that. I had never heard a bigger pop than when the New Age Outlaws did their catchphrase on this rando WWE show in like 1998 or something like that. I mean, it was so loud. And, you know, then, you know, things did what they did. And I'd go there and there's maybe like 6,000 people there and everything's tarped off and everything. Showed up for this show. I mean, sold out packed. We're talking like, I looked up at the very last row, at the top, and there's blokes up there waving, and they can like almost touch the ceiling with their hands. I was like, oh my God, this place it's on fire right now.
Brian, are you saying that you haven't seen a crowd there like that for wrestling since the days of Sean Kemp and Detlef Schrempf?
I'm talking for wrestling, brother.
Well, I know, but
yeah, there's a long time. It's been over 20 years.
Big surprise that there's no NBA team in Seattle, if that's where they get a play, a 500-year-old arena.
They rebuilt the whole thing, dude. It's brand new.
God.
Who's coming over to play him? Heracles?
It's actually a pretty sweet venue now. I really like the Climate Pledge. Like, you can actually buy, like, decent food for a decent amount of money. Back in the day, it was just, like, get a bunch of hot dogs and such.
Let me guess. A lot of vegan options?
Actually, they did have a place that only sold, but it's like weird because it's modern and I'm old.
Yeah.
So they had like all those Amazon stands where like you tap your phone to go in, and then you just get what you want and you leave.
Yeah.
And like it knows what you got, and then you know they have other things like that. Except like for the burger place and everything like that, you tap to go in and you just take the food you want, but they won't make it how you want it. It's like you got to have the pickles and everything else. So I wasn't down with that.
They have those at the airports, too. I got to ask, though, since you're in Seattle, how is the needle exchange at the Climate Pledge?
Stop. They don't have a needle exchange at Climate Pledge. Got to go down the street and just, like, you don't need to exchange them.
Did they just reuse
them around there.
Did they have a needle exchange at the Chehalis Flying Saucer
Chehalis, you idiot!
Chehalis?
No, there was nothing but clean living in Chehalis.
Oh, God. Was that, like, a real thing, or was this, like, some...
What do you mean, was that a real thing?
Was it a cover for a swingers party or
no,
something?
Are you
like,
kidding
I'm going
me?
To a UFO party.
No, like, for all you idiots, don't listen to Mike. The After Dark is returning. I made that announcement for my ex-subscribers/super followers on Saturday, and it's back. And this Thursday is the first show. And I'm going to tell everybody everything you ever wanted to know about the Chehalis UFO party. I'm going to smarten you up, Semp. You numbskull, a swingers party, you kidding me? God.
Honestly, Tom, like, does that sound like a thing?
Yes, of course it's a thing.
At Area 51, I mean, what about these freaks in Mount Rainier?
How many idiots do I have to explain this to? The reason that everybody started talking about UFOs and have been for the last 70 years is because some bloke named Kenneth Arnold saw a bunch of alleged flying saucers over Mount Rainier, and he took off from Chehalis. So every year, Chehalis celebrates that they are responsible for the UFO boom.
See, it figures it would be some weird freak from the Pacific Northwest and not like...
He wasn't a freak. Jeez. He became a famous guy overnight. I'll talk
boom.
About this Thursday.
Brian,
you're distracting
is that boom
from the
or
real
doom?
News. Tonight's Raw. We got the return of CM Punk. Was he off for like 2 weeks after getting killed by Drew McIntyre?
Oh.
We had the Judgment Day against the New Day for the tag team titles. That may be a big angle tonight. We got Bronson Reed and Braun Strowman, which is my main event.
You know what we don't have is somebody cutting to you talking. That's what we don't have right now.
Sheamus versus Beatdown. Yeah, what's going on, Jared? Did he probably lost internet like usual. Oh, no, he's just asleep. What's he doing? There we go. God. You just talk so much. Then we have Sheamus and Pete Dunne and Damian Priest and Dominic Mysterio. So that's the lineup for Raw tonight. You guys excited? I know I am.
I'm excited for Raw to go to Netflix.
Why?
I'll tell you that much. Well, because Hulu just did another price hike. I've had it.
Really?
Tom, I know what you can do, though.
Sorry to take it out.
Yeah, it's
out
called
on
YouTube
air.
TV, brother.
Look, if you decide to cut the cord, if you decide I don't even want YouTube TV anymore, I have a way that you could still check out SmackDown. As I was driving around today, had SiriusXM on, and apparently the NBC Sports Channel is now going to telecast or simulcast SmackDown on Friday nights on their SiriusXM channel. Or I guess not even through there, just throughout wherever you can pick up NBC Sports Radio. So there you go. You can never get out of watching that show.
Is this what this show's like when I'm not here? Just one random aside after another? Listen, we're going to head to a break. When we come back, we're actually, like I wanted to do 10 minutes ago, Tom is going to do the SmackDown report. Are we all on the same page here?
No.
Obviously. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard.
Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Can we do the SmackDown review now? Can we get this over with?
Hey, the world premiere, season premiere, series premiere of SmackDown on the USA Network. And also,
that
I
meant
guess
nothing
on,
to me live.
Yeah.
Does meant nothing
Meg
to me
the
as
Stallion
a viewer.
Mean anything to you?
What?
Does Meg the Stallion mean anything to you?
Oh, yeah. Is that like the new every week that's going to be the theme? Because that's what it seemed like to me.
Yes.
Wow.
It's the new opening.
Wow. I wonder what they paid for that.
Well, I'd like to know how that song fell on Def Rebel's ear.
Listen, all I know is, like, can we get going on the SmackDown review? Because I got a lot of other things I want to talk about.
We just started it here.
That was news as well, because apparently Def Rebel's out.
Well, of course they're out. They got a new theme.
So why don't you go, well, according to WrestlingObserver.com, blah, 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 Def Rebel has been...
It doesn't need to be according to us. They told you on the air. Like, and who cares? You want to get into that kind of stuff? This who cares stuff? How many times have I had to hear people cry that there's no pyro anymore? Well, I hope you're happy. I hate pyro. There was so much pyro on that show on Friday night.
His old man ears couldn't handle it?
No, the problem is I don't have old man ears. I have young person ears.
You're a little jumpy.
And so my ears were bleeding after about 5 minutes here on the show. Like, there were little kids in front of me wearing earplugs. I was like, where do you get a pair of those? I need some earplugs for this show. Just exploding. It was horrible. Hate pyro. Stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Why is it cool? That's the question.
Why is it stupid?
You proved to me that it's cool and necessary to have pyro.
It's like, I can understand if you have dogs and you hate the 4th of July and you hate pyro and you hate things blowing up. I would dare say you're a little bit un-American for not liking any of this stuff, Tom. I don't know how you feel about
stuff
this,
up
but
all
how
night.
Can you not like this? How can you not like pyro?
Let's
can
talk about...
Just talking about.
Talk about this opening action? Segment, Filthy. This opening segment, this 40-minute or whatever it was, this segment was awesome. The whole thing, the match, the angle, the aftermath, what they're setting up was awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah, the show opened up with the big rematch in a steel cage. Solo Sikoa challenging Cody Rhodes for the title. Very, I'd say, professionally wrestled television style cage match. Cody got a little bit of blood off of a flying headbutt by Solo, but, you know, for the most part, pretty tame as far as a grudge match goes. I thought Cody should have won with the crossbody off the top rope. I thought that was the best spot of the show. And pretty dangerous, really, when you think about it, for Solo Sikoa taking that bump from Cody Rhodes jumping off the top of the cage. But Cody Rhodes ended up winning with the crossroads. And there was the post-match, as Brian mentioned, and this was fantastic. Cody Rhodes gets trapped inside the cage, essentially, by the bloodline. Tongaloa scaled that cage faster than anyone I've seen do it in ages. Got in there. They went after him.
Oh, you like that? Cool.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Can you light yourself on fire next?
Hope that scared the hell out of the listeners. I hope they screamed. Hope they screamed and their boss is now checking out what the hell they're doing in the cubicle. Supposed to be working there listening to this show.
Hey, let's
what happens
on track.
When
we got a SmackDown review to get to.
Let's go.
What happens if your boss is the one making those noises?
I didn't do anything. What are you talking about? You're reviewing SmackDown. Some pyro went off unexpectedly.
Must have been a UFO.
Anyway.
Well, yeah, there was an explosion from the crowd. because Roman Reigns came out to the aid of Cody, and they beat up the Bloodline. That was it. Knocked off track. Well, yeah.
You were knocked off track.
By the pyro.
Yeah, I thought this was awesome. I mean, you know, the thing I will say is, you know, everyone talks about how Solo's, like, he's not over. And I will say that, like, there's no way that Solo should be the champion or anything of that nature. But the idea that he's not, these fans, he had so much heat coming out. He had so much heat. And then Cody comes out, and the place just goes completely nuts for this guy. And, you know, they do the match, and the people are into it. And when it's over, everyone gets in the cage, and they're all beating down Cody. And I thought to myself, oh, my God. If they hit Roman Reigns' music, this place is going to implode. And, in fact, they hit his music, and it did not implode because they actually were screaming as loud as they could already. So it was only slightly more insane, but he came out and helped clear the ring. And I mean, I mentioned it like a while ago, probably SummerSlam-ish. Cody and Roman, the new mega powers. And like, you couldn't have a bigger tag team in pro wrestling today than Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. And, you know,
will that make Paul Heyman Elizabeth?
They did a show long storyline where Solo and Jacob Fatu want to face The Rock Roman Reigns and Cody. And so, you know, at the end of the show, everyone agrees to this match at Bad Blood. And it's just weird to me because Roman and Cody teaming up for the first time, it should be like absolutely massive. And if you're, to me, it was like they shouldn't team until War Games. And if they do team before War Games, it should be like Roman Reigns and Cody against the Tongans. And you beat these two dudes, and then the other guys come in, whatever, and then you set up War Games or whatever. So they're not. They're going straight to Roman and Cody versus Solo and Jacob Fatu. That's Bad Blood. So that makes me think that War Games may actually not be the Bloodline War Games. It may be something involving Judgment Day instead. Otherwise, why the hell would you do the biggest two guys, you know, the biggest two versus two at Bad Blood to set up a match with a bunch of other blokes that aren't as over? So anyway, the angle was awesome, and that's a money match. That should run the Sphere. Roman and Cody teaming up.
Do you need me to say it, Brian? They're working towards the big Roman Reigns and Tonga
Loa
match.
Gimmick, dude. What is this show when I'm not here to reel you two guys in? Good God.
Why are you putting this on? What is your problem?
Golly.
He's a hater.
This stupid Tonga Loa stuff again. Come on.
Say Tala Tonga again. You like doing that?
That's his name. His name is Tala Tonga.
He hasn't even debuted.
That's like someone saying, his name again. Mike Sempervivi. You love saying that name. It's your name, dude.
I love hearing that name.
All right, go ahead, Tom.
Mishin beat Piper Niven.
Oh, Piper. My God. This the first minute of this match, and that's all I watched. I had to fast forward after that. My God.
Piper crushed her on the floor with a cannonball off the apron. Mishin hit a backdrop driver off the top rope, followed by the eat defeat, and got the win.
This was almost a squash.
It was awful.
Piper squashed Mishin on the floor for sure.
Well, Piper only got like two spots in. She got like two spots, and the rest was like all Mishin, and then she won.
But before that, they go outside the ring, and it's like all in slow motion anyway, and then Mishin is looking for something she can't find, and it's just like, it was terrible. And then in slow motion, yeah, Piper Niven that she saw coming from a mile away hit her with the move, and it was like, yeah, I'm done here.
Hey, so
apparently
what?
This might lead to a dumpster match, apparently. Which, if that's the case, like, why didn't Piper win and then Mishin beats her in the dumpster match?
It'll probably be Chelsea in the dumpster match.
Oh, God, no. God, no.
Oh, no, she's got a rematch with Julia coming.
No, she doesn't. They didn't announce that, did they?
No.
Oh, God.
But now that they know it's going to kill you, they may.
They've killed me enough.
Waller, speaking of, Waller Theory took off.
I actually thought after they have made me suffer, like me personally, between NXT and this Grayson Waller thing with, I thought, you know what, maybe they'll actually break up on the season premiere, the USA Network debut of SmackDown sold out in Seattle. Today's the day. Today was
I thought maybe you were going to get the call, Brian. I thought maybe after all that torment and, you know, pain they put you through that you would be the mystery partner. But no.
Dude,
Close enough.
I thought they were going to put my they're going to find me in the crowd and put my name on the screen, identify me. But they didn't do that either.
I kind of just said that, but thank you.
No, you thought I was going to be this mystery partner. This fella from the Midnight Heat, who is in fact great. And I was so disappointed when he didn't get this match. God.
What planet are you on?
Earth. Like, let's go, brother.
Okay.
He's been hanging with the Outrunners.
Yeah. So KO says, my original partner's having some travel issues. So out comes Ricky Gibson from 4 minutes of Midnight Heat. He's KO's partner. Then a woman ringside, an assistant goes, hey, he's here, actually. KO goes, well, all right, my partner's here. Stuns Ricky from Seattle. He's gone. They did include him in a backstage segment, so maybe Ricky from Seattle will come back. Maybe he'll get a recurring role, kind of like, you know, Ellsworth or the Butler or whoever else was around on SmackDown. So KO and Randy won after a dual stunner and RKO. But most importantly, still a team. Theory and Waller.
Whatever.
You know what they're doing at this point. It's got to be to split them in Atlanta so Austin Theory can be the big baby face in his hometown. I mean, at this point, why else?
He ain't
going to
be a baby face anywhere else, brother. Hey, probably will. This crowd, they'll cheer him anywhere. Back in a moment with more of SmackDown and some other notes from the show. Observer Live. Sunshine, goodbye rain. She's wearing my school ring on her chain. She's my steady, I'm her man. I'm gonna love her all I can.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Hey, I didn't mention when I went down to that UFO thing in Chehalis. They had a Bigfoot. The place is called a Bigfoot store or whatever, but it's just to take it. They don't actually sell anything
gravity
Bigfoot
falls.
Related. But it's Chehalis, so they got all these knives and such, hunting stuff. And so I got a new knife. See that right there? The handle, you ready for this?
Yeah.
It's made out of the tusk of a woolly mammoth. What do you think about that?
I actually got a piece of a woolly mammoth femur somewhere over here. It's a hockey card. So
look at Tom's face.
Well, I don't know.
Is this the kind of stuff that goes on when
you
I'm
you look
around?
Like yeah. A woolly mammoth. Hey, so I was at the show. And somebody on the chat, they were talking about me getting acknowledged with a graphic on the screen. They thought it would be on the Kiss Cam. So they didn't do the Kiss Cam, but they did the DX Cam, which is where they hit DX's music during the break, and then fans are like crotch chopping and they're getting whatever. So, you know, they do these crazy fans crotch chopping or whatever to the music. And then all of a sudden they go to like, oh, here's a bunch of kids crotch chopping. So like, they show these like little 5-year-olds crotch chopping on the air, and I'm thinking this would be the equivalent of if I would have gone to the Seattle Center Coliseum in 1980 and they had some gimmick where we're going to play Gorgeous George's music from 1953 and we want you to throw out Georgie pins or whatever, and that I was like, God, this is so old. Like 5-year-olds doing crotch chops from 1998. Like time doesn't move in WWE. It's just like DX is still relevant. You know, they were just crotch chopping a couple of years ago. Anyway. Also on the show, you know, they kept cutting and oh my God, there's Teddy Long. He's watching the show. Hey, there's Gunther and Ludwig Kaiser. They're watching the show. It's a work. They're not actually watching the show. They walk them out there. They stand by the barricade. They film them. And as soon as that guy brings the camera down, those dudes are out of there. Out of there. They're not really watching the show. Okay, where are we now? Oh, the Randy Orton match? Hey, here's another one. You guys been watching the show lately and you're like, oh my God, Randy is like 340 pounds now. He's absolutely gigantic. The guy that had the neck like a stack of dimes. Well, whatever you're watching on television, God, this guy came out, he looked bigger than Brock Lesnar. I mean, he came down to the ring with these other blokes in the ring, and it's like, you know, Theory's all jacked up and everything. And like, they're like little kids next to this guy. He is gigantic these days. I don't know if that's good, but he certainly is.
Solo and Jacob Fatu laid out a challenge to Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns for a tag match, as you mentioned earlier. Nick Aldis had a contract drawn up, but Cody refused to sign it. Told Aldis he was done with the bloodline. And you know what? Good for him. He should have been. Nia Jax then cut a promo in the ring saying that she was unstoppable. She did not care who she faced at Bad Blood. This brought out Bayley. Then Tiffany came out after Bayley tried to insinuate there were some issues between them. Tiffany came out to back up Nia. Naomi came out to back up her bae, Bayley. She was wearing Edge and Christian's old sunglasses when she made her entrance. Nia challenged both of them, Naomi and Bayley, to a tag match next week against her and Tiffany, and laid out this stipulation. She said, whoever wins the fall next week will get a shot at me. So she doesn't have faith in herself to
no,
win
I
that
guess
fall,
not,
I guess.
Yeah.
But whoever loses will be gone from SmackDown.
Okay, well, you know, the other thing, speaking of Randy, in this particular segment here. If you ever go to a live WWE show, you realize how tiny these women actually are. I mean, somebody was talking about, what's the wrestler in NXT? The new one? It's got like the wrestling background.
Kendall Gray.
What?
Who's
the wrestler in NXT?
Now, I'm talking the amateur. She had an amateur background. But Kendall Gray, you know, she's got so much potential. And people keep going, yeah, well, she's small. It's like, they're all small. Like, what are you talking about? Do you realize how small virtually all of these? And the one that really stood out to me here was Tiffany. Like, Tiffany's jacked up because she's a gymnast. So I think that people have this idea that she's, like, taller than she is. She is so short. And she was wearing these gigantic heels. And she was still, like, 3 inches shorter than Bayley with the heels on. She's probably, like, Rey Mysterio's size. And, you know, they're just all...
This
Kendall. Nile,
she is
Alexa
not
Bliss.
5'8". She's not even close to 5'8".
Who?
Tiffany.
This Kendall Gray,
yeah,
is from Las Vegas, qualified for the boys state wrestling tournament.
Yeah.
As a female.
Yeah.
She's great.
Quite credentialed. I haven't seen her yet.
Well, yeah, she did jiu-jitsu. She did every sport under the sun. She did wrestling.
And
like, if you watch her in NXT, if you just watch her move, it's like, holy smokes, this woman.
Well, her and what? Mensa Stock are having a match right on Level Up. Is that
the one that everyone said is like one of the best U.S. women's matches
they signed
of the year?
Tamira Mensa Stock is actually going to do a match? She's been training?
I think they gave her a new name. Did they not?
Okay. If they just let her story out there.
No, they'll change her name.
Yeah. She's a star already.
I've been over
they
this 50
They should have changed a damn
times.
Thing about her. Are you kidding me?
Tyra May Steele.
Is that her name?
Yes.
Okay.
I am 1 second away from throwing this mic at the
Don't
computer.
Do it, dude. I've done this enough. I've done it enough. It's stupid. It's acknowledged. It's
what?
Stupid.
Yeah.
Dude, didn't you hear my rant about Kalani Jordan? Where they actually did a Kalani Jordan video package where they had all of this footage of her doing gymnastics and everything like that. But they took her name and they changed it to Kalani Jordan, even though that's not actually her name. So, like, if you type, you know, Kalani Jordan, U.S. gymnast, it's like it won't come up. So people think that's like she's fake, but she's actually real. You couldn't just use her actual name.
Lola
and Bison. don't tell me that they can't, like, you know, trademark people's names. That's what they do. If I signed a contract as Brian Alvarez and they wanted me to wrestle as Brian Alvarez, they would trademark Brian Alvarez for use in wrestling when I was there. But then when I left, I could be Brian Alvarez again. But the point is, they would still trademark the name. You don't have to change the name to trademark it for usage when you're there. But yes, they changed Mensa Stock's name.
Well, I mean, Lola Vice fought on national TV. Did she not?
Change,
I mean,
Lola Vice's name?
And again, it's a great wrestling name, but why they had to do it, I don't know.
Andrade took on Carmelo Hayes. These two, I mean, I will say I thought this was maybe, I guess, the weakest match of the ones they've had.
It was good live.
Still damn good.
Yeah, the people were into it.
Yeah, the finish with the message off the second rope, that was fantastic. And another good match. Like I said, I believe this was number 5.
They were 2-2. Yeah, this we don't even know. I won't say. But
best of 13.
Andrade won. It was a great match. LA Knight came out, cut a promo, told him he's next to lose to him. Jade and Bianca were cutting a promo backstage.
They did show Teddy Long. I mentioned him earlier. He looks younger today than he did when he was with Doom.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Jade and Bianca cut a promo backstage. Nia and Tiffany showed up, and essentially Nia threatened them both. So it seems as if, I don't know if they're bringing it singles matches with them. Nia's already beaten both of them, as she said. Maybe Nia and Tiffany are going to face them for the tag titles in a program to eat up some time.
Is there any shot that Naomi pins Tiffany, which would send her to Raw with her boyfriend, since they usually like doing that?
That is what I presume is going to happen.
And that means,
but I don't know why. I mean, why did we build up this Nia thing with Tiffany for months to just like have her go to the other brand?
When she cashes in, she can still do it on her.
I think Bayley's losing.
I don't know. It was a very weird, out of nowhere.
Bayley goes to NXT.
No, come on.
No, I'll take Bayley.
Yes,
Bayley
Doom was 35 years ago, and he looks younger today than he did 35 years ago with Doom.
Moisturized.
Well, it's mostly shave your head and get the teeth fixed is what happened.
Is it? Yeah,
main
that's
event.
It.
Main event segment of SmackDown.
Well, it's not his moisturizer. God.
What? It's good genetics. The whole black don't crack. Come on now.
If Steve Austin still had that bald eagle mullet and it was gray, he'd look 40 years older than he does right now because he just shaved his head. Yes.
Yes, Will Sasso's a young-looking guy, right? But just because he have a
what
bald
are you
head?
Talking about?
What are you talking about?
God. Go ahead.
The guy looks good because he's had bald head.
Yes.
Charles Barkley, young-looking man, yes.
No, listen, you numbskull. Steve Austin, okay? Steve Austin, in 1996, shaved his balding head, okay? Mm-hmm. So he was a bald man with a goatee. That's all he had, okay? He can look like that virtually until death, okay? If he had long, blonde, flowing hair, you know, and it starts to fall out, then he's going to be 60 years old, he's going to be bald with gray, he's going to look like the guy from Back to the Future, and he's not going to look as young as he does now.
What are you talking
Why
about?
Why do I have to explain this
he
to you?
He could go to AEW and hang out with your new favorite tag team of all time and become tag team champions, because that's what they should do, right?
No. What are you talking
about?
Oh,
you want the Outrunners to be tag team champions?
I don't want them to change their look, because it's perfect for the gimmick.
You're a gimmick.
No, I'm telling you exactly.
No, you're a gimmick.
Go ahead.
Well, from one team of mega powers to another, here in the main event segment of SmackDown, Roman Reigns came out. He said whether he has the Ulafala or not, he's the tribal chief. He's not the original tribal chief. He's the only tribal chief, and this is his WWE. Cody Rhodes took exception to this. He showed up, told him that it was his WWE, but it hasn't been since WrestleMania. They look like they're about to come to blows with each other. Solo and Jacob Fatu emerge from the back. The rest of the bloodline attack, but Cody and Roman lay out the tag team champions. Roman takes the contract that Nick Aldis had handed him at the beginning of this segment. He signs it. Cody stares at him, finally extends his hand. Roman reluctantly gives him the contract, and he signs it as well. So at Bad Blood, it'll be Solo Sikoa, Jacob Fatu taking on the, as christened by Brian Alvarez, new mega powers of Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. Roman, I thought Roman was fantastic here. Came off great as a guy who really does not want the help of the man who defeated him. And, I mean, as a man, why would you? But this is the monster that he essentially created.
I was going to say, because four guys are beating you up.
He knows he needs that help. So I thought he was fantastic throughout the show. And we've got a big, big tag match ahead at Bad Blood.
You know whose help he does want? Paul Heyman's, because people keep pointing out every time Roman comes out, he does that look around like he used to do when Paul was there. So at some point, the wise man's got to be coming back here.
I think they're waiting until the Bloodline 2.0 gets their manager back, Jado.
You know, I got to say, getting back on track here, that I watched this show, the first half hour commercial free, the return of Roman Reigns, Cody and Rock teaming up together, and overall, I thought quite great show.
Roman.
I keep saying Rock. Anyway, the point is, I think it's going to break 2 million. We're going to find out soon. Back in a moment, Observer Live. Step this way, step that way, then step this way, step that way.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Oh, I made it. What was that?
You made it.
Literally, the only thing we got accomplished on the show was we reviewed SmackDown. We didn't get into any of the other news that happened.
Oh, yeah. What's the news? Logan Paul? You started like, we got news today. Logan Paul and Kevin Nash. Get the hell out of here.
What was the biggest grossing event of the weekend? UFC Noche. We talked about it.
Yeah. Talked about SmackDown.
I wanted to talk about Kevin Nash and Logan Paul and their feud.
Go ahead. Talk about it.
Logan Paul. Kevin Nash has said, what did he say here?
Oh, my.
Can we get the show on track?
You can't be a top five guy if you don't know how to call it in the ring.
I mean, I'll be honest. I don't think there's too many guys calling it in the ring nowadays.
I know.
On television?
My God, this thing is escalating at a hell of a clip here.
You know any matches that Kevin Nash had with DDP, who probably could call in the ring, but he still they went over the entire thing before the match. And they were probably some of Nash's best matches. But I guess, you know, DDP can be a top guy. Savage, when they did that match at WrestleMania 3. Not a top match at Mania 3. They didn't call in the ring. You know. Bobby Lashley. You'll see him sooner rather than later. Just tell you that much. And, talk about TNA and NXT tomorrow. Hey, we tried, everybody. But we got a lot of fun stuff in today, didn't we? It was a fun Monday.
Fun Monday.
Yeah. We'll do it again sometime. Hopefully in a long time. All right, anyway, we'll talk to you next time. Wrestling Observer Live.